Praise God. We're having Easter next week. Next 2 weeks. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we are having two messages that are going to lead up to Easter. And generally speaking, Easter in the outer traditional world speaks about the resurrection from the dead. Isn't it? And what happens is that we remember the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And of course, if a friend invites me out on Easter, I'll go and eat. If a friend invites me out for Christmas, I'll go there and celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
See, we don't need to be religious. When you hear something, you now begin to become, you know, high-headed and all that kind of stuff. But I want you to understand that these things don't have a significance in the world of the spirit. In the realm of God, these things don't have any meaning. They are only symbols. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about symbology. They really do not have life in them, except you understand what is beyond what you see.
It's true.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now the Spirit of God is given to you to know the heartbeat of God, to understand the things of God, so that you can become a partaker of the things of God. That's why we have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will teach you. He will lift you up. The Spirit of God will cause you to live once more the way you are designed to live from the beginning. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God never made a mistake. There's nothing like a mistake in God's realm.
No.
Where the mistake comes is that man himself has lived in a mistaken identity. Man has been deceived. This world is full of deceivers and the deceived. People are being deceived and they are deceiving. That is what this world is about. It's all about deceit. Deceive. People are being deceived on a daily basis. And they also are deceiving others on a daily basis. So he has come to bring an end to this deception, so that you can once more live in the totality of life the way he designed for you from the beginning. Who told you are naked? That was the question of God to Adam. Now that means Adam was deceived. When he says, "Who told you are naked?" that means he did not hear from God. He was deceived, because God never saw him naked. God cannot see himself naked. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There are many concepts with married as men. And I tell you, the judgment of God has come to the earth to dissolve all these concepts.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is why today, people are being brought before the judgment seat of God. Because the judgment seat of God and the resurrection are married together. They happen hand in hand. And I tell you, the judgment of God is not out to destroy the soul of any man. The judgment of God comes to destroy that which is destroying you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, our concept of the judgment of God is what makes us wicked. Because the way you look at God is the way you will be. If you look at God as somebody that throws stones from heaven at people and kills them, that is where you will be.
God bless you.
Somebody talks about the Muslims who stone people to death. Even the Hebrews did that. What of the punching of the fingers? What of the judgmental attitude of men? Always looking out for the faults in other people. You're peeping, finding out what the other brother is doing in his house. You're watching out what the sister is doing. Why? Because you think God is watching them too. Because you think God watches people and God is looking at people to study them, what they are doing in their bathroom. And he's writing something, a book somewhere. God has a big book and he's writing, he's there, he's watching you every day, peeping at you and writing all the bad things you have done. So you too imitate God, your God, and you are writing what other people are doing. And you are now judging the other people every day of your life. All they do is to judge other people, condemn other people, control other people. God does not control. God is love.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the concept of God's judgment is very different from what you ever think as a man. God comes to abolish death.
Yes.
He says the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The last enemy to be destroyed is what? Is death. Not you. Of course, if you rebel against the truth, you have the suffering you suffer. But you must come to agreement with God, even if it takes 1,000 years. You must come to agreement with God, even if it takes 1,000 years. Praise God. So you don't need to struggle with men. You know, at times you want to struggle. You want to struggle with brethren. You want to change people. See it? How many of us know you will never see me coming to look for you in your house to find out what you are doing? You will never see me coming to look at what you are drinking. You will never see me coming to look at your relationships. That's not what God sent me for. You will never see me. And people think that, well, this pastor is not serious. Well, that's not what God sent me to do. Amen. You know, they brought the problems of their problems to Jesus. And Jesus told them, well, come, what have I got to do with your problem? He never came to deal with man's problem and all. He came to reveal the truth. He didn't come to settle disputes among men. Family disputes. Oh, my brother has taken my inheritance. They brought the two brothers were quarreling over inheritance. It's very common now. I've experienced it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody that you grew up with, when the time comes for inheritance, you will see lions, tigers. Hallelujah. Praise God. The thing that you watch in the movie, you see before your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. They brought the case to Jesus. Jesus, look at what is happening. I'm the elder son. You know the Hebrews had their laws on inheritance. And Jesus Christ denied them. I said, I didn't come for that. What have I got to do with you people? He said, beware of covetousness at the left. Amen. Somebody comes and brings a problem with me. Look, my wife betrayed me. I'll tell you, I'll tell you, but don't do that next time I'm off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not that it's good to do that. You don't hurt people, but I will not waste my energy. I would rather speak the truth. When you know the truth, it will heal you.
Mm.
It will set you free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we must all appear before the judgment seat, every man. And the judgment seat is very different from what you think. Go to the book of Revelation, chapter 20, from verse 11. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Are we there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
From whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that. We'll carry on. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Mm-hmm. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. This Amen. Is a graphic view, an allegorical view, a proverb. See it? When you say the lamp of God, if you expect to see a little creature walking down the earth, speaking about the nature, God uses that to describe the attributes of the Christ, the innocence of the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So when you see things like that, these are not physical things. They are spiritual realities. Hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus appeared on the scene, the demons of Gadarene saw him and said, "You have come to torment us." They were seeing something in him that gave them discomfort. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to understand that Jesus Christ made a statement. He says, "The hour cometh and now is." Listen to the word, "now is." Those who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they shall come out of their graves. And those who have done good shall go into the resurrection of life. And those who have done wickedly, unto the resurrection of damnation. Get these words very clearly. They are very important. Let these concepts come to change your view of life and begin to understand the plan of God. Praise God. It's not for knowledge. Praise God. It's for you to get a clear picture of the plan of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you do that, it begins to bring about that change that you so desire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, when you hear the voice of God, what does he do? Remember in the book of Revelation chapter 1, when John heard the voice of the Alpha and the Omega, what was the voice intended to do? Because Jesus Christ says the hour cometh and now is when those who are in their grave will hear the voice of the Son of Man. Now, if you hear the voice of the Son of Man, what does it do, this voice? He turns around and he sees the image of him that was, is, and is to come. He sees the image of the Christ. He sees him in glory. And he falls dead. He sees something that every man must see as he hears the voice.
Amen.
Praise God. I want us to understand that as you hear the voice of truth, you begin to hear the voice testifying of Christ, automatically you are shaped before the presence of God, and you begin to see the throne of God. You begin to see him that is seated upon the throne.
Amen.
That is what the message does. And let me tell you something, one secret. Once you are before the throne of God, you can never live there again.
Amen.
There's no hiding place. You can't hide anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because your eyes are now open to see a presence that fills all the door. Even if it takes 1,000 years, you will roll on your bed until you come to the place where you agree with him. Amen. The first thing people try to do is to run away. See, the Bible says the hell of everything fled away from him that sat on the throne. Because people live in falsehood. People live in the lie. Even religious ministers Big men of God, I have preached to them before and I've seen their reaction. They know it's the truth. They know it's the truth, but they run away because they want to keep their congregation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Most likely profit a man if you have a big congregation that feeds the whole world, and at the end of the day, everything is lost. Because it will be lost. Why the people will not receive this message? Because it sets people free. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you see, you disappear. Whoever ministers at the end of the day disappears. Look at all the ministers of God. They always appeared and disappeared. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
If you continue to see the minister or the angel, that is not a ministry. Doesn't mean we should be rude to each other. Doesn't mean we should respect each other. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Some people misinterpret these messages as a kind of a license to be nasty. We see it a lot. Doesn't mean that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The more you are filled with knowledge, the more you respect each other. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People like it when somebody comes out with a cane. Somebody's harsh. That's when they respect the person. But it should not be so with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Now it says what? Heaven and earth fled away. And it says that I saw the dead, small, great, stand before the throne of God. What? And the books were open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
First of all, you hear the voice, and the voice leads you to begin to see the truth. And let me tell you something, the truth is what is all in Christ. Look, understand what you are seeing, brethren. There is nothing else but Christ. Are you listening? There is nothing else but God. Why I say God and Christ? Because they are the same thing. There is nothing else but what?
God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And as you begin to see this, now he talks about certain books that are open. Do you know that you are books?
Yes.
Look at books. You are all books. Everybody is a book here. You are epistles. You are books. And your works are written in you. Praise God. You don't have to go beyond the fantasy of our carnal minds to go before a physical God in the sky who has a glass and looks down into his book. He looks into the book of life and looks for your name and looks at you, and he now opens another book to see all your sins. Praise God.
Amen.
The book of life is Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have to be in Christ, written in Christ. That's what it means.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The content of your book have to agree with the content of that book of life. Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He said that people were judged according to their works, what were written in their books. Now, what works are we talking about? What are your works? Because when people read this thing, they think that you can become more religious and get to God. What are your works? Hallelujah.
Amen.
People are judged according to their works. The book of Revelation speaks about your first works. Your first works. What does your first work mean? It says repent. This is a letter to one of the. It says repent and do your first works. What are your first works? Your first works. Your first works in the Alpha.
Amen.
Who is the Omega? Repent and begin to walk once more in Christ. That's what he said.
Amen.
That's your first works. Walking in Christ. In your Christ identity. Because your works in your flesh as a human being, they are only works of the devil. They are works of men. They are works upon the earth and they have no eternal value. Everything is in disarray today because people have left their first works and every man is doing their own thing. You know, in this room here, you know, you could have 100 gods. Everybody sitting is a god.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And if I don't come and bow before this God here, he's going to slay me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every man has to return to his first works, and you do that by recognizing your place in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Any works, it says that all the works upon the earth shall be burnt up. Can you turn to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 10? Second Peter chapter 3 verse 10 to 12. Are we there?
Yes.
Can somebody read that for me?
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fear.
With fervent heat.
Both the heart and the works that are in it will be burnt up. 11. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Go on. 12. Looking for and hastening to coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. 13.
No, that's enough. Thank you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You hear what it says here? It says everything upon the earth will be what? Burnt up and dissolved. Everything, not some, eh? Hallelujah. It speaks about your works. Anything that is carnal. You talk of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. The earth, the carnal, the natural will all be dissolved. Because this life that we live in this physical world is not the real world. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, I am not of this world. If Jesus is not of this world, are you of this world? If you say you are in him and you are divinely knitted, joined with God, are you of this world? No, you are not of this world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says, I am from above. I am from above. He speaks about the spiritual heights of God. I'm a spiritual being. I'm in material. But you are of the earth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have to once more align yourself to him and do your first works. He says, if you do not believe that I am he, if you do not believe that you are him, you will die in your sins. Now, you can understand that, you know, sin is not what you thought sin was. Jesus Christ has defined sin. Your sin is because your sin is that you have left your celestial state. Your sin is that you have left the heights of that spiritual identity that you had in God from the beginning to become a carnal being. You have come to the realm of the dust. Adam did have sex with the woman before God cursed, before he fell into condemnation. He didn't talk about sex there. He didn't talk about smoking a herb. You know what a hemp is? A big joint. Praise God. It doesn't mean you should do that after service. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Man.
The transgression of Adam was that Adam left a spiritual state. He left the state, the spiritual heights of God. He was deceived and he conformed himself to that which is earthly. That's why it says, dust you are. Dust speaks of vanity. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, the creation of God, this creation we see, this, now we're talking of this creation, this natural creation. Like I've always told you, you are the creators of it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you go out to a beach and you build a mud castle, do you not try to live in that mud castle? Do you not try to worship the mud castle? You are above that. That is how men are when they leave the things of the spirit to cling to the things of the earth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And in that state, they suffer many things. They suffer what we call a sense of separation. Separation from God is the major root of the problem. Praise God. Now, if I believe that I am one with God, like Jesus. Jesus is actually the pattern son. Jesus means the awoken son. Jesus Christ is your true identity. What Jesus Christ speaks is the way you are supposed to speak. He says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the life. That is the true life of every man that came into the world.
Hallelujah.
So now he says, you know, things like, you know, how do I put it? I am the Father I want. That is you. If you believe that you are separate from God. Now, all this is a concept already in the church. Exactly, you know. At times people are howling and crying out to somebody in the sky. There is nobody you are crying to. Jesus Christ came to break the veil. And when the veil is removed, you begin to see yourself in one in God.
Amen.
Then there is no more death. If you believe in death, that means you have not believed that you are one with God. Somebody say, but what do you mean? If you still believe in death, that means you have not understood that you are one with God. That is why Jesus Christ says, let the dead bury the dead. Somebody will say that's very rude. You know, I just finished burying my father, my dad, my natural dad, years ago. And I went to a fellowship some weeks later in Lagos to preach. And I preached, let the dead bury the dead. And the whole church was like, they were like, oh, the elder, I saw them looking. The next time I came to Lagos, they didn't accept me to the church anymore. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's the Spirit of God consoled me and said, well, blessed are you, that if they accepted you back, that means you're not walking with me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's a system of death. They worship the dead. The churches worship the dead. Men worship the dead. This whole world is a system of death. Jesus Christ says, let the dead bury the dead. Why? Because he was alive to know that there is no such thing as death. He knew that we are one with God. He knew that we can never die. It's a reality that you have to awaken to in what is called the resurrection. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I am the resurrection. If you are awoken, then you begin to know that the way it is the way you are. That is the resurrection. The resurrection is not an event for tomorrow. When your father and your mother or your dead child will come out of the grave. There's no such thing. So if they come out of the grave, what are they going to do? To come back to this world? To die again, Lazarus came out of the grave, it was purely symbolic. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It was what purely symbolic. Because Lazarus died again. Did you see Lazarus? Did you hear of Lazarus anymore in the Bible? He died again. It was only a demonstration. That is not the message. The message is that you, like Lazarus, have to hear the voice of God. You, like Lazarus, must see the vision of him that stands on the throne. Hallelujah. You, like Lazarus, must come out of darkness. Come out of the realm of mortality. Hear the voice of truth and let the voice guide you out of the darkness of the cave.
Amen.
Come out into the light. And come out and loosen yourself from all those your doctrines, your religious doctrines. Religion is the strongest thing that is killing people. I see pastors want to do deliverance. They are self, they need deliverance. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They make the people greater devils than they are. It makes them what, 3 times sons of hell than they are. You know, a son of hell, no rest, no peace. Church people are the most troubled people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No church person can go to heaven, so-called heaven, if you want to really follow the rules. Let me tell you. Don't deceive yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to come out of the grave. That is the resurrection. You hear the voice and you come before the judgment seat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you that judgment seat is a good thing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have to come out of the grave. You know, Jesus Christ had to come out of his own grave. Jesus had to come out of his own grave. It's all symbolic. He never died. All those things are just to teach us a lesson. When the time came, there was what? An earthquake. The Bible says the earthquake split the rocks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Split the rocks. And those who were buried in their graves, saints who were buried in their graves, all came out of their grave.
Hallelujah.
I can see Sister Barbara coming out.
Amen.
I saw her walking among them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how it works. I can see Sister Stella coming out of the grave. Coming out in life.
Amen.
And when you come out of the grave, you don't come out as your old man.
Yeah.
You were in the grave in the first place because you were living in a false identity.
Yes.
When the voice of God comes, it causes the earth to tremble.
Amen.
It causes the mountains to skip like hills. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All those age-long doctrines, your beliefs that have become so hard like a rock, they will split when they hear the voice of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And you can come out and now walk what in the glorious liberty of the Son of God that you are.
Amen.
You have to let this voice shake this thing out of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Judgment must stand up in your house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ had to come out of his own grave. So do you as you hear the voice of truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Standing before the white throne judgment. Light throne judgment. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that those that were in the deep, the deep speaks about the sea. In the depth of the sea. Listen to these words, brethren. They are very important. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Not the book of the talk. Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The sea. Hallelujah. In the depth of the sea. Those that were upon the earth were all gathered to that throne. That before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And the Bible says, hell and death were what?
were destroyed.
Hell and death gave up the dead, and hell and death was what? Destroyed in the lake of fire. And anyone whose name is not written in the Lamb's book of life. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is where your pastors get you.
Thank you.
Amen. You know what the fire of God does? It destroys anything destroyable.
Amen.
Like truth, it comes to dispel the darkness. This same scene that you are seeing is what we saw in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, darkness was over the face of the deep. Darkness speaks of spiritual ignorance. The realm of the deep speaks of the abyss where there is no light at all. Mm-hmm. Have you seen documentaries of the deep?
Yeah.
If you see the animals there, oh God, freaks, strange animals. Some of them have lights that they have to, you can't see, it's dark. That is how people live in this world. Underneath the deep, even with the whole technology that scientists have, they have not reached the bottom. They have not reached to the bottom of the deepest sea yet, upon all the technology. It speaks of something that is endless, bottomless. That's because the iniquity. The Bible says Jesus knew what was in man. That is why he never committed himself to a man.
Hallelujah.
Men are devils.
Of course.
And within the man is a font, a well of endless iniquity. That's the kind of man. Full of venom. And he can't help himself. There's no point. You can't heal a man. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is why you must go to the cross and die. Praise God. I am not right, you are not right as a man. Everybody is wrong. What you just simply have to do is to walk, go to the cross. When you are in the midst of the deep, you cannot understand the fact that there is only God. That is where, when you are in darkness, that's why you see different people, different crowds, different tribes. You see male, you see female. You judge this way because this one has a rasta, is a sinner. Because this one drank a bottle of a glass of wine the other day. God, you will never see heaven. Amen. You can't see God. You're always judging the outward because you are in the dark. Jesus Christ says, before you point the finger, before you judge another person, remove the
no.
So you can see your brother. You use that word brother.
Yeah.
You cannot recognize that you are all brothers.
Yes.
That you all are one, knitted in the spirit. So when you see all this is happening in the church, even brother and elder and see elder and pastor, all these things that happen where they tear each other apart. Very common. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In families everywhere, they tear each other apart. Why? Because they are not recognizing. They are in darkness. They are in the deep. But the deep is vomiting the people out now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you hear the voice, the deep part of it can't contain you anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hell and death is a realm.
Yes.
It's a realm that is inhabited by men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why he has come. He says, I'll give you the key of hell and death. He wants to bring you out of the realm of hell and death. You are already in hell if you do not know that I and the Father are
one.
You are subject to corruption. You are subject to every ill that there is because you have failed to recognize your immortal self. But thank God for the gospel because it says he has brought to light
immortality.
Gospel. He didn't come to build a new church, a new religion. He went to pray. He went to clap. He went to order the church. He didn't bring, look, he came to bring to light your immortal self. Your glorious self. Yes, he came to bring it to life. And only God possesses immortality.
Amen.
And that God is in you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
As long as this thing is veiled from you, you are in the realm of death. You look in the mirror and things are changing every day. Things are happening to you every day, and you are wondering what's happening to my life. And you keep suffering every day of your life. You will never come to know, come to the place where you say, I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hell and death is cast into the lake of fire. It's dissolved as it comes in contact with truth. Let there be light is judgment. Light comes to abolish darkness.
Amen.
When the fire of God comes, which is truth, the revelation truth, it dissolves every lie, every concept. All these are the things that are separating you from God. All these things are being dissolved. God is chipping at it day by day. It's being reduced. Hallelujah. Day by day. Hallelujah. Until you come to the reality that God is all in.
All.
There's no sinner out there. I see only God. I'm not judging anybody. I walk only in love because I just see myself in the universe.
Amen.
I feel all in all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are joined to that one spirit. How can you know this except by revelation?
Hallelujah.
Paul was going about killing Jews, killing the Christians, until he heard a voice, "Why are you persecuting me?" Paul said, "No, I was persecuting these people, Lord, not you." He said, "The least you do unto them, you are doing it unto me." Can't you understand there is no such thing as a Jesus outside in the sky? Look at Jesus. The Father is in you all. You better know how you treat your brethren. You have to treat your brethren with respect. When you are standing before a brother, it's a holy encounter. Mm. You are standing as if you are standing before God. Mm. It doesn't mean you do this. But in your mind, you are praying, you are reverencing the God in that temple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, even the angels dare not curse anybody. They say the Lord rebuke you. But we men are the ones that do all those things. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hell and death cast into the lake of fire. Every concept of God is separate from man, dissolved forever.
Amen.
That is the problem. The problem is not your bank account. See it? Your problem is not Africa that you're running away from. You have hell in your pocket and you come to from Africa here, you still need hell. You're carrying the hell in your pocket and you're running away from Africa. What has Africa got to do with hell? It's your pocket. The hell that you carry is in your pocket. Somebody said, "But Pastor, you go back to Africa now." The Spirit led me here. Somebody said, "You don't leave me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now that you find yourself here, rediscover yourself.
Amen.
Because the story will not change. It will not
change.
Comfort. If it was money, some of us say, "Don't enter heaven already."
Yes.
Lala can never bring it for you. But it's going to not be heaven now. With the money, no more problem in the carry for back.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Your satisfaction is in your spirituality. Christ is spirit. To be carnally minded is death. When the fire, what the fire dissolves is your carnal mind. Have you seen a forest burning before? Have you observed that snakes run for their dear life? Snake can hear same fire.
Yeah, yes. From afar,
they are out. You see, that's the devil, the carnal mind. You want to look for a devil? enough of the pointing of fingers. Put that man to the cross. Crucify him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody whose name is not written in the Lamb's Book of the Life has the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is the carnal nature of man. It's the serpent mind. If your eyes are open in the spirit, you see people with double tongues. Serpents, devils. Any concept that says that is God and man are separate, that is the symbol of the double tongue of the serpent. To be double-minded, double-tongued, God and man. That is death. It must be abolished forever in the lake of fire. We are one. There is one body. There is one spirit. There is one Lord. There is one God. There is one Father who is in you all, through you all, above his all in all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He fills all in all at the waters covered the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the lake of fire is designed to destroy that thing that is destroying you. Carnality. Carnality. We have to ascend higher, become more spiritual. That is when you can recognize the oneness. That's why you see the Mount Zion. So you go higher the mountain, you go up, you come to one point, which is the tip, the pinnacle of the mountain, and there's only one man that stands there. That transfigured man of light. That is Christ. Only one person stays there, and all live by that identity. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So there's no point trying to solve anything in this world. He says, I'm not of this world. I didn't come to save the world. People are waiting for Jesus to come and transform the world. The world is the world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They will not understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I want us to understand that that one that sits on the throne is a composite body. Do you know you can also be that presence that demonstrates that, you know, the throne of judgment? Paul says that, don't you know that you, the saints, will judge the world? How do you judge the world? It's by your love, by your allowing that Christ within you to be revealed to the world. Have you seen somebody walk up to you and just confess? Just talk to you. He feels the presence of God in you. Have you seen people drawn to you because of the presence of God in you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There's a brother that once confessed to me. I told you years ago, a brother once confessed to me that there's a time when I entered into a room that has the presence. You know, he told me later on when I was having problems as a young man, when he saw me with a beard, you know, on one hand and one, a lady on the other hand, he wept. He said, what? He said, that time when you used to appear in those days, sir, is the whole room. It's like they used to feel a presence. He didn't tell me that time. Now when you don't fall finish, they will tell you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He's very careful with men. You see, they don't tell you everything that they're experiencing. Nobody knows what is in the heart of a man. Praise God. But one thing I can assure you, if you walk faithfully before God, you become the light of the world. And the light simply abolishes darkness wherever it goes. You don't need to wrestle with anybody.
That's true.
At times we are so occupied how we are calling brethren to come to church, fight with them to come to church. You notice I don't do that a lot, eh? Have you noticed? I thought that to the pastor, you too, you know they come and look for us now. These are things you've been pampered with for so long. Has it given you life? If pastor call you, can you give you life? Come and hear the word of life and let it heal you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So you can see that the judgment of God comes hand in hand with the resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
Everything goes hand in hand. If you go to the next chapter in the book of Revelation, that's the last chapter, it says that there was no more sea.
Hallelujah.
No more sea. That is the new heavens and the new earth. The new creation that is coming to light. Because that which is the mind-formed creation has been dissolved. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And now you enter into the reality of pure love and light. If anybody does not love his brother, he's still where?
Darkness.
That is the test. But you don't need to test yourself. You are love. How many of us know we are love? Say, I'm love.
I'm love.
Somebody's finding hard to say that. Don't let the devil deceive you. I'm love.
I'm love.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm love like my father is love.
I'm love like my father is love.
And I can only manifest love.
And I can only manifest love.
Because I am love.
Because I am love.
That's my true nature.
That's my true nature.
And it has always been.
And it has always been.
And will always be.
And will always be.
I am love.
I am love.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the opening to a new heaven and a new earth. Praise God. All the forms, all allegories are dissolved. That which has been hidden has been brought to light. Jesus Christ says there's nothing that is hidden that will not be brought to light. You know that?
Yeah.
See, whatever you hear in your bedroom, stay it well in the house top. Somebody said, well, I heard some bad things in the room that I'm going to come and say it. Amen. Somebody said, what everything that is nothing that is hidden that will not be revealed. I'm going to reveal all your secrets. The things that have been hidden from man is what we are sharing today. You are God. You are the congregation of the Almighty. You are seated in Him. Without you, there's no Him. And without Him, there's no you. You are one. Let's stand up.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor God, we bless you. How are you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. May the Lord lift you up.
Amen.
And promote you in the land.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We thank God. Mama Miracle, God bless you.
Amen.
Where is she?
Hallelujah.
Where's Mama Miracle?
Hallelujah.
Can you come up? Come forward. You don't shy.
Fine woman.
Yeah. I don't tell her to lie. I lie. Amen. God bless you. Father, we bless you.
Amen.
You know, the thing that will calm the seas in your life is to listen to what God is saying. Amen.
Amen.
Your peace, your tranquility, your joy will come in hearing what God wants to say to you.
Amen.
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 God wants to still your waters.
Amen.
To give you peace.
Amen.
And to, you know, cause a recovery of everything you have lost.
Amen.
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 But let Him guide you.
Amen.
Don't be afraid for tomorrow.
Amen.
Don't be scared.
Amen.
God is by your side.
Amen.
To bring to pass what He has ordained from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He will honor you. He will crown you with life.
Amen.
He will lift you up. He will comfort you on every side.
Amen.
That is God's will for you.
Amen.
Just be patient and listen to God. Don't plan anything for yourself. Just listen to God. He will send help to you.
Amen.
He will send His angel to you.
Amen.
Just be still, sister.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this lovely sister.
Amen.
Strengthen her.
Amen.
Strengthen the inner man. Speak to her.
Amen.
Thunder in her heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let those rocks be split in her life.
Amen.
And let that good thing in her come forth.
Amen.
It is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Father, we thank you.
Blessed
be your name.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the people awake in you.
Amen.
I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
Amen.
That's the word of the psalmist. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
Amen.
That is the only way to true satisfaction. To awaken. You need to awake in what we call the resurrection.
Amen.
When you awake in him, then you can say, what is man that you are mindful of? That you have given him everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
To you be all the glory, Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we concluding, as he was concluding this prayer, the Lord just he showed me in the premises lightning. But you cannot say because the light, when the rain is falling, it's lightning, everything just went like that, just once as a flash. That was what the Lord gave to me for the people. But during the period of the worship, the Lord gave me this vision, you know, like this, the map of the world, the round one that goes round. But instead of the form written with a natural pen that is being drawn, Africa map, USA map, but everything was being designed with the pearls of the one that is inside us. That was the way the design was being, that it was the pearls that was designing the different part around that big globe. Okay, yeah, that was what the Lord has showed to me. Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
And they don't get tired of this kind of vision. Amen. You see the lightning of God. Amen.
Amen.
Have you heard of God's lightning messengers?
Amen.
You know, when God spoke to Job, God asked Job, can you send lightning? Can you tell lightning to go somewhere and he will do it for you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, lightning, thunder, they go, they're synonymous. Sons of thunder, sons of lightning, is the message of truth that splits the rock. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is what you need. You don't need anybody to lay his hands on you. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let anybody deceive you. You don't need anybody to send you a scripture to quote, to pray with. You know, somebody will send you scripture of prayer. Use this scripture to pray. You don't need all those things. You need to hear the truth. Are you listening? You don't need to read Psalms and all those things. It will not work. Help
you.
Mark my word, though. You need that lightning from above.
Amen.
Truth to illumine your darkness.
Amen.
And you know, years ago, when I had some of those experiences, I walked into a room where they were breaking. As we were talking, lightning entered into the room and stood there in our midst. The whole place, he just stayed and the whole place was shocked and quiet, silence. They couldn't talk. Those kind of things was for them to hear. God just wants you to hear the truth. That's all. Leave religiosity. No man can save you. Nobody can pray for you. The prayer is that you may know the truth. Don't let people deceive you anymore. Are you listening? Pray. No need for vain repetition of prayer. They are just deceiving you. Hear the truth. And let the truth set you free. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.